What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, boy. Hold on to your hats. The biggest shot of the Lakers season was just made by LeBron. The biggest shot of the Lakers season just made by Anthony Davis. The biggest shot of the Lakers season just made by Avery Bradley, who has just hit a three to bring the Lakers within one of the Pelicans. This is an absolute must-win for the Lakers, considering where they are in the standings, that they lose the tiebreaker to the San Antonio Spurs. They trail 112-111. We'll have more on the impact of the game coming up as we break it down. But the Pelicans have the lead. They'll be inbounding the ball with 15 seconds left to go. It is a 112-111 lead. And for the Pelicans tonight, CJ McCollum's got 30. Brandon Ingram having a huge night as well. He's got 29. Meanwhile, LeBron has 38 for the Lakers. But this is one of those games that kind of has gone like the Lakers season. The Lakers had a 5-7-point lead, and slowly in the second half, a younger team with more legs is able to overcome and come from behind and take the lead, and that's exactly what the Pelicans have done here. 112-111, timeout on the floor with about 15 seconds left to go. Yeah, it's Steve in his update said, hey, it's the end of the night and the NBA regular season ending in a week. No, it could be ending in 15 seconds for one team in particular. It could be a final here. And you talk about a huge game, C.J. McCollum, and then they had the Brandon Ingram. He had a little runner in the lane with about 2.5 minutes left that gave him the lead, and it was the one of those pop-up ads for one of the casinos. It's like, yeah, because that right now I feel like I want to go bet the house that this is ending poorly. So let me in. Valanciunas with 17 and 12. Lakers as a team, depending on your count, you're at 17 or 18 turnovers, including some just really sloppy throwing the ball away or trying to force action that isn't there. I get it. You want to get out and run a bit, but boy, you got to take care of the basketball. And right now, not looking good for your Los Angeles Lakers.
You know, and that's the thing is that, look, the playoffs are always more interesting when the Lakers are in it and,
sure,
and seeing them play. Look, I want the Lakers to get in because, look, hey, it's for the Spurs to get in, yeah, that's great. For the fun that people are going to have jumping up and down on the Lakers to go, oh, this didn't work, yeah, that'll be great for a day. And then we're going to get to the play-in round and it's going to be, well, the T-Wolves and the Spurs and the Clippers and the Pelicans, great. No, you need the play-in games are going to control the first two or three days of the playoffs. As we've seen, the play-in rounds are really exciting. Yes, we misconstrue a team winning in the play-in round with what they can do after that because they just go and get boat raced by the higher seeds. But it's okay. It's excitement. And in the East, we're going to have the Nets in the play-in round. That's great. We got the star power of the Nets. We're going to have most likely, we're going to have Trae Young is going to be in it as too. So we're going to have star power. It's going to be pretty cool. But in the West, oh boy, you really want the Lakers to get in there. And it's going to be it's going to be a tough sell in the Western Conference playoffs, man, without him. That's going to be very, very difficult.
Well, you got to go in and just make it all about what they do this offseason. I mean, plenty of fodder, plenty of talking heads. You got on most of these shows, you got like 15 guys and women at the desk. So, I mean, plenty of opinions. Which guy do they trade? Who's the odd man out? You know what we're going to do? We're going to play three-card Monty, and whoever's face is on the ball underneath, they have to be shipped out. And now we're going to do and simulate trades. Let's go.
There are 9 seconds left. There is a timeout on the floor. The Pelicans lead it by 3. 114 to 111. McCollum made both free throws as the Lakers had to foul. So the Lakers have the ball. Don't absolutely need a 3 if they can get down fast and get a deuce. But you know what's going to happen. It's going to be clear out for LeBron, who's going to wait and let the clock dribble all the way down, and he's going to take a 3. You know that's, I mean, you know it's what's going to happen, right? Nothing else is going to happen.
Or will he make the right basketball play and find a wide open Avery Bradley?
I got to get the ball out to Bradley. I got to get it out. I'm sorry. I can't take this game-winning shot.
I can't take it.
Boy, can you imagine if he doesn't take this shot, if he holds the ball and he passes somebody else for a 3? So we can say in the press conference, I made the right basketball play. No, it wasn't. You need to take those shots. No. I made the right I'm Magic Johnson. I made the right basketball play. That's what I did. So I'm expecting, even though they have time, you're going to see the Lakers, you're going to see LeBron take a 3 here with a couple of seconds left, and that's going to be the final play of the game. Again, they're just getting set to come back from break right now. We will take you through it here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
It's such fantastic theater.
It is. It's awesome, awesome stuff. Hey, if you're dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Well, I'm a prophet. I don't mean a prophet like Station 11, which, oh my God, is really boring. You don't need to watch it. But read the book. The book is unbelievably good. I told you how it was going to come down to it. The Lakers inbounded the ball. They swung it over to LeBron, who found room to get off a 3 with 1 second left, and it was an air ball. LeBron,
wow, they swarmed the hell out of him, though.
You know, but
how about that? That was something.
But he still wound up with a great look because he pumped fake twice, and he had a great open look, and he puts up an air ball, and the Lakers lose
114 to 111. LeBron puts up an air ball, and he's walking right now. He's walking away going, why did I come back? This is all people. Because now tonight, really, I can't help but think this is the real end of the Lakers season. I can't because for many different reasons. Number one, there was so much on this game because now they really have a two-game deficit with five games left to go because they lose the tiebreaker with the Spurs. So being a game back is really being two games back because you got to get ahead of them because if you finish in a tie, the Spurs have the tiebreaker. All right, it's really Lakers-Spurs now. The Pelicans winning, you're not catching the Pelicans. They're going to finish ninth. So it's really a two-game spread. So that's difficult to do when you look at the daunting schedule the Lakers have ahead of them. They can't beat the Pelicans at home, who are just as bad as they are. All right, so if you're not going to win this game, what game are you really going to win? Are you really going to go in and win three of your last five? No, you're not. Are you going to win four? No, you're not. And you put everything into this game. The Lakers put everything into this game with LeBron coming back, and he had a big night, and Anthony Davis with a big night, and he's coming back, and they go and they lose a game. They led for most of the way, but then what happens at the end? They give it away. A team with younger legs is able to come and have a little bit more juice in the fourth quarter, and they win this game. I look at tonight as this is the end of the Lakers season. Like, this is it. Like, I don't think LeBron James plays again. I don't know if Anthony Davis plays again. I don't know if these guys play again the rest of the way. I really don't. Because LeBron comes back, and he can't do it. And like I said before, LeBron doesn't want to be on the hook for missing the playoffs. He comes back for this one game because it was winnable, and it's not winnable. I don't know that we see him. I don't know that we see AD. And the Lakers would protect them by saying, hey, it's not worth it. You know, this is too tough. LeBron came back. He played a lot of minutes. Boy, his ankle is really swollen. AD came back. And, you know, we're feeling a little weird about him. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't play the rest of the way. And that this is the last time we see both of them for this season. And this is the real end of the Lakers year.
Well, if this was it, go down swinging, I guess. I don't necessarily like the theoretical that you subscribe to and you assert here on Fox Sports Radio, because if you don't think the games are winnable, just quit. I mean, obviously it's been a tough slog and you're so far under 500, etc. But if you're telling me these two guys are capable of playing and LeBron was flying all over the court tonight, Anthony Davis played heavy minutes in his return, to suddenly tell me, hey, physically they're not ready to play, I'd say, here, watch this tape with me and tell me where you see this. Oh, no. They reacted really terribly to treatment after this game. I did like the final shot, though. I'd be remiss. It was kind of like, the half-ass effort of guys in the TIE Fighters trying to take down Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars 1977, because they were just jumping past. Hey, there's another shot fake. Hey, he's going to jump past you, and then he's going to jump past you again, like they're doing a ballet out there. And then he still airballed it. It would be pretty pathetic if they didn't play the rest of the way. Just said, you know what? It's too hard, because that's really what you're saying here. It's too hard, and that's just unacceptable, right? You play out the string, crazier things have happened within the league, and I know it's been a really difficult run, and you haven't had your squad together and all of those, and you play no defense, and you turn the ball over all over the place. San Antonio does get the gift because, well, they've got Portland, who, if you're going to talk about tanking, well, they did a lot of it. And you saw C.J. McCollum with a big night tonight against the Lakers. But San Antonio still with the Mavericks, the Nuggets, the T-Wolves, and the Warriors, and the Blazers as their fifth game. And the Lakers, two against the Nuggets, one against the Warriors, one against the Suns. That's a national TV game on Sunday. You don't think LeBron's going to play in that one?
He's missed national games all along.
I know.
He's missed national games all along.
My tongue,
buddy,
was planted so
along.
Firmly back in my cheek. It's like Adam Silver doesn't even address it anymore. It's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do at this point? And then you have, obviously, which one of these is not like the other? It is the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I mean, look, it's just I don't know how you cut this up any more than that. This is the end of the Lakers season.
Well, the season is trash, and you can't hide from it. Even if you don't play another game, you can't hide in it.
I'm telling you this. If I think back now, if we're talking about the end of the Lakers season, right? The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, the lose of the Pelicans.
the overwhelming memories of what I take away from this season, right, or actually don't have to do with LeBron James, because the two big memories from this season are the failure of Russell Westbrook, and that's a team-wide failure. That's on Westbrook, and that's on the team to not integrate him like they should into the team.
Sure.
And the fact that how many games have we watched them blow in the fourth quarter when they've had big leads and they can't hold on to them, right? They led this game by 7 with 5 minutes left to go and scored 7 points the last 5 minutes. They just can't close. They don't have it. They don't have the horses. They don't have the firepower. They don't have the freshness down the stretch. They just don't have it. That's if I look back and say, what are the biggest things? It's the Westbrook debacle and the fact that still, despite that, they had so many games with big leads that they gave away, that you don't give away. You don't give away games like this in the third and fourth quarter when you have LeBron and Anthony Davis. You don't do it. When you have LeBron and you have Melo making big shots for the most part down the stretch too, you don't give away games like this. But it's exactly what the Lakers have done. So the biggest memories that Russell Westbrook and the failure and giving away games with leads, big leads in the third and fourth quarter, and it happened again tonight. That is your tale of the 2021-2022 Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, I think that I would have the caveat of, remember the first half of the season, how many games they didn't really play basketball for a quarter in the third? They came out of the locker room and got blown off the floor. That really sticks going back to November and December now. All those games, much like the Pelicans game last Sunday. Yeah, we're cruising along. Oops, we're done. We just stopped playing basketball. Everything that worked is suddenly torn asunder. And so the Russell Westbrook fit never happened. Everybody wants to say, well, it wasn't going to work. It's like, well, you can argue that they never actually tried to integrate him properly. It's like, here's the ball. Go figure it out. Oh, wait, LeBron's got the ball. Go figure out what you need to do with him on the court. And then when he wasn't there, when LeBron missed games, I mean, you had just a really stagnant offense. And then tonight you had more of the same of, all right, now you're jawing with people in the crowd again. They had to eject another couple of folks. So there's the epidemic of that continuing with this Lakers squad. Why? Because they, you know, not that you should turn the other cheek to all of it, but guys' antennas are up, man, for anything that's cracking on them. And certainly we've seen it a number of times this year where they get distracted from the game that's being played. Doesn't take away from the fact that you got a bunch of Neanderthals and jackasses in the crowd acting like fools. And really, they deserve everything they get and then some. But it certainly has affected the squad over the course of the year. So, rough ride. I hope you're wrong, and I hope we see more of these guys playing, and they ride out the string like champions would. See? Like a champion would.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and I don't see the Lakers, and this from the Lakers' part, because I put a lot on LeBron being someone who, I'm saying, how many games are he really going to play? He doesn't want to get blamed for the Lakers not making the play-in round, so he's going to disappear at the end of the season, and sure enough, he's disappeared. I don't know how many more games he's going to play the rest of the way. I wouldn't be surprised if he was done. But I will say that there is part of it where the Lakers are going to say, all right, you know what? Let's protect everybody. Let's protect them. We have to go forward with both of them. We don't want LeBron and AD to go into the offseason with a bad taste in their mouths or feel like it's adversarial, because it's already adversarial with LeBron, the GM, and Clutch Sports versus the Lakers front office, right? Let's not go and let's try to find out a way to fix this. So, you know what? LeBron, AD, we're going to sit you guys down. It's not worth it the last four games to have something happen and go into the offseason injured. You guys will sit and we will go on from there. And then the Lakers will actually protect LeBron and AD from it. You may even see the storyline be part of a, hey, no, they want to play. They've come to us and said they want to play, but we want to protect them from themselves, which is a load of crap, because if LeBron James says he wants to play, he's going to play. So I see it from both sides obviously LeBron part of it we've talked about ad nauseum, but I do see the Lakers being, okay, it really doesn't look good for us. Let's keep the good relations going, and let's try to go into the offseason at some kind of, we've hit rock bottom and now let's dig back up and let's not make it any worse for ourselves.
Yeah, I just want to give the one-liner of the night goes to Marvin the Stoner on Twitter. I don't care about the play-in tournament. Analyze the Undertaker's career. That's damn right. That's Hall of Famer Undertaker to you.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So, we got to have to sad music now because we're talking about the end of the Lakers season. It's a sad, sad.
Yeah, but you know what? We're going to go out to Vegas where we can maybe help people win some money.
Yeah, let's find out what the Lakers' odds are of making the playoffs. All the big odds coming up this weekend for both the Final Four, the NBA, and more. Keep it right here. Hoping you're continuing to have the time of your life here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm a freestyle. Here we go. They couldn't win the games. They had the big leads. They played Russell Westbrook, and I don't understand why they didn't play him differently. It's Frank Vogel's fault, and now he's going to wind up getting fired, and they'll have a new head coach for next year. Rhyming is overrated. Staying with the music is underrated. I'm actually playing the guitar on this now.
Yes, sir, Brownie.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Okay, daddy's home. Frank Vogel speaking right now after the Lakers lose to the Pelicans.
Can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what he's going to say.
Who wants a mustache ride?
That'd be great if he just said that and walked away. No, he's gonna say, keep my Lakers name out
keep
of your...
my wife's name out your mouth!
No, he's going to say tonight wasn't good enough. The effort wasn't good enough, and we didn't have enough. What he said after every bleeping game the last 3 months, he's going to say the exact same thing tonight that he said all along. Why else would he change? Why would he change suddenly?
Buddy, that's a three-team parlay.
He's not going to go all Doc Rivers and go, oh, you know, this is LeBron's fault. He puts up an air ball at the end. It's LeBron's AD's fault. Didn't give us enough when he came back. I don't know why. It's not my fault, though. It's his fault. I don't blame. Just blame everybody else, but not me. Hey, don't even look at me. Like, pretend I'm not here. Like, I'm invisible. Like, you look at people to blame. It's everybody else. Not me. Blame LeBron. Blame AD. Blame Malik Monk. All those guys. Not me. Not my. Blame upstairs, Genie Buss. Blame everybody. Not me. Not my fault. Not my fault. So we'll play you a little bit of Frank Vogel in a few minutes here as he's just getting set to meet the media. He's crying right now, wiping his eyes. No, he's not really. Joining us now on the hotline, no one better to talk about the weekend ahead and what we have just seen than a former odds maker at Caesars, now host of Bet the Board podcast, CBS Vegas insider, Todd Furman. He is on Twitter at Todd Furman. Todd, what's happening, buddy?
Not a whole lot, Smith, but I have an important question for you, my friend. Which number will be greater between now and the end of the Lakers' regular season? Lakers total victories or Jacob deGrom wins as a member of the New York Metropolitan?
Oh, come on, wow, man. He's going to get about 10 starts before the season is over. He'll win at least two of those. The Lakers may not win again. I'll take Jacob deGrom.
That's a very good point. I think two wins is a realistic expectation. It's never good when that shoulder's acting up before you've thrown a meaningful inning of baseball. But it's all right. Maybe you're going to have him as a member of the Angels like Noah Syndergaard. You'll be able to see him in person next season.
Hey, if nobody else is going to pay you, the Angels will. So, look, as far as the Lakers go, look, are they even going to be favored in any game the rest of the way? I mean, probably against Oklahoma City, but I don't know that they win anymore. I mean, maybe they beat them, but I look at this night, Mike and I were talking about it. The season kind of feels like it's over, like tonight was the night.
Yeah, that's the game I think that you figure the Lakers have to win at minimum. But the reality of it is this is a team that's a massive long shot now to make the playoffs, the way the numbers have trended. And they've shown no fight. I think that's the thing that's more troubling. It's one thing if you're going out there and you're having your heart broken in the waning seconds of these games, but it almost feels like the entire roster's checked out. And I know it was an April Fool's tweet from LeBron James, but maybe that should have been reality. Once he plays enough games to secure the scoring title, hang it up and move on to next season.
Yeah, that was a curious tweet earlier this morning. You want to talk about punching people in the gut where they were already fearing that was the case? It's like, no, 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 and then here I am, and then he airballs the final play with three guys diving around him.
Oh, did we lose Todd?
I think we may have
lost. I thought Harm was going to follow up his thought. I didn't know that's where he was going to leave me hanging.
No, just leaving it there and saying, hey, he should have just left it and just walked away into the sunset, or so it would seem. So can anybody in that play-in tournament, I guess, make any noise?
I mean, I think when you look at the Western Conference, it's more or less a formality. I mean, you're going to draw one of the top two seeds. Memphis playing an extremely high level, and you have to love the fact that this group hasn't missed a beat playing without Ja Morant all season long. So you inject him back into the fold. I know it's a team that doesn't have a ton of playoff experience, but we saw them last year, you know, knock out the Warriors in a single elimination game when nobody thought they could. So reason to believe they can make a run, and whoever ends up drawing the Phoenix Suns, it'll be a quick series. The East is where I think things get a lot more interesting. Obviously, if Brooklyn gets in and you're talking about them as a 7 seed or an 8 seed, then things get really fascinating about the teams that have worked so hard all season long to secure home court advantage throughout the course of the Eastern Conference playoffs.
And look, Todd, let me tell you something. I don't want you to feel bad because it's like Harmon's doing this thing the last couple weeks where now he likes to leave that statement out there for you on a ledge. I think it's a new thing he's doing. Like, he's done that a couple of times. That's a new thing he's doing.
You know, everybody loves to test new material. I mean, you guys do quite a few hours of radio on a nightly basis. So maybe this is Harm's thing. He's going to leave like Costanza on a high note, just leave the segment right in the middle as soon as he delivers his point, and leave it to you, Smith, to get us in a break.
Well, I try, and then he fumbles it. Or he airballs it like LeBron did that last shot. Can I hammer on that anymore?
Stop you. Yeah, you lit. What color is the sky in your world, Mike Harmon?
You know, I told you, it's WrestleMania weekend. Yeah. I have embraced my inner heel, Todd, on every level here this week. So at the top of the Western Conference, you mentioned Memphis and what they've done without Ja. He looks good and he dresses well on the sidelines and all. Are they a real threat? Or I mean, who's the best team in the Western Conference?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Memphis is a legitimate threat to come out of the West. You can love the way that they play during the regular season, the performances you're getting from players like Desmond Bane, getting Dylan Brooks back in the fold, and clearly Jaren Jackson has improved as an interior presence. But I think the road to the Western Conference Finals runs through Phoenix, and I think the Golden State Warriors, in my opinion, are the only legitimate threat that they have to worry about, assuming that Steph Curry is back and somewhere close to 100%. Draymond Green can actually contribute on the offensive end. But for me, it appears to be a two-horse race. I'm not buying the Denver Nuggets. I haven't seen enough from the Utah Jazz to think that they have what it takes. Maybe if you believe in a Cinderella story, Paul George coming back sparks the Clippers. But I think it's Golden State and Phoenix. The problem being is we may get that in the Western Conference semifinals, not the Western Conference finals.
All right, Todd, elsewhere to get out of the NBA for a second, we saw the World Cup draw come out today, and the United States is plus 700 to get out of their group. One of the longer shots in the group, which is a little weird, but what stood out to you from what you saw from this early today? I saw you post a lot about it.
Yeah, blatant disrespect for Team USA. We don't even know who the European qualifier is going to be, but the Ukraine, Scotland, and Wales, all shorter odds to get out of Group B than the red, white, and blue. But I think that's a role that Team USA has to embrace. Play the underdog. There's not going to be a giant target on your back. And this is kind of a trial run for what many think will be the culmination of our golden generation in 2026 when the World Cup takes place on North American soil. When you look from top to bottom, I think it sets up well. For a team like Canada, 13-1 long shots, but I don't think their group is overwhelming. Belgium is aging a little bit. Croatia, we know, got to the World Cup final 4 years ago. And when you're talking about a Moroccan side, I don't think the North Africans will scare them. But the thing about this draw, more so than we've seen in the past, there's not that cliche group of death. It appears to be straightforward pass for a lot of the world powers, which I think sets up things to play out in a very fascinating capacity. The other big thing will be the timing of Team USA taking on England, which will be on Black Friday this year. So you have to imagine that'll do monster numbers for Fox when you're talking about that game on national television. The one team, guys, that I would put on a little bit of upset alert that I think is being, you know, already penciled into the knockout phase would be France. We've seen this team flounder before, and defending World Cup champions, for whatever reason, have not fared all that well. Don't be surprised if Denmark finds a way to win that particular group.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here. Todd Furman live from Las Vegas with us at Todd Furman. Where you find him on Twitter? At Bet the Board Pod, the Bet the Board podcast. All the gaming information, news, notes, analysis you need to get your tickets cashed at the window each and every week joins us here on Fox Sports Radio. And Todd, be remiss, the Final Four, it seems like everybody's ready for a coronation of Mike Krzyzewski and company on his way out the door, but those plucky Tar Heels stand in the way. What do you make of tomorrow's matchup?
Yeah, I mean, Duke's got their work cut out for them. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this is a North Carolina team that's finally realizing its potential when it matters most. I mean, they came into this tournament upwards of 175-1 because nobody believed that what we saw in the regular season finale was what they could be going forward. And to Hubert Davis's credit, he's maximizing the talent he has out there with a veteran-laden roster. But I think Duke gets revenge for what got away from them in that regular season finale. I have them moving on to the national championship on Monday night. Meanwhile, in the other semifinal, Justin Moore's absence is massive for Villanova, a team that really doesn't go deep into their bench. But I never rule out Jay Wright, who has been a wizard with X's and O's. And you look at what he's been able to accomplish in eight previous meetings against Bill Self, 7-1 against the number, 5-3 straight up. Those three straight up losses all came when Nova was an underdog of 7.5 points or more. I think that's a one possession game from start to finish, and would not be shocked if Villanova finds a way to do the improbable and join Duke playing on Monday night.
You can follow him on Twitter at Todd Furman. That is at Todd Furman, our Vegas insider, CBS Sports insider, host of Bet the Board podcast, and Mets doomsayer extraordinaire. Todd, as always, buddy, thanks for taking some time with us, my friend. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure. And Smith, you can take solace in this fact. I don't think anything is wrong with the rotator cuff for Zach Wilson. So the Jets win total at 6.5, very much in play this fall.
I'm digging that.
See,
yes,
there you
I
go.
Like the over. It's not a big jump from 4 to 6, right? Yeah, we go. Okay. There we go. There's some positivity.
We got plenty of time to break down all 32 teams in that regard, Todd. Hit them hard and find the inequity there.
You got it, boys. Have a great weekend.
Be good, buddy.
Hey, great stuff from Todd Furman.
See,
right
there you go. He gave you some Jets positivity.
Well, listen,
he punched you in the face, and then he rubbed you on the top of the head and said, it'll be okay, little buddy.
Yeah, but let's be realistic. I mean, the over-under for the Jets is just getting to 6 wins, okay? It's not they could get to 8 or 9 or be in the playoffs. That's, we're going to get to 6. Oh, okay,
no,
that's great.
But if you outperform, I mean, look, they started there, and now everything else is up. Come on.
No, listen.
I think that's one of the ones I'm actually going to bet.
Dude, we're just like the Bengals. The Bengals went from 2 wins to 4 wins to the Super Bowl. We went from 2 wins to 4 wins. This year's the Super Bowl. Zach Wilson is Joe Burrow. It's fine. Elijah Moore is Jamar Chase. It's fine. It's how it goes.
Who's the other receiver you're going to bring in? Are you going to trade for one, or are you going to grab one of these
it's
guys?
It's either going to be DK Metcalf or A.J. Brown or Deebo Samuel.
What
or
about all
three
of them?
We're going to get all of them. No, I got a feeling we're going to make a move for one of the big guys. One of those three. Well, look, A.J. Brown and Moore are really good friends, so maybe. But they're going to go get one of those guys. And they will do that and bring him in, and suddenly the receiver room looks pretty good. And then we're going to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl!
So that means you're going to lobby for us to go do our show from Arizona now?
Well, yeah, we have to.
Is that where we're going?
Well, listen. I don't know if you know this, but I have struck a deal. Every time, one of the things that is unspoken, a handshake deal. And again, handshake deals could go along. But I always say, hey, if the Jets go to the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter where it is. You have to send the show. And I have that handshake deal. So you should be rooting for the Jets to go to the Super Bowl because you like to go to Super Bowls. You should be rooting for that.
Well, I think I'm going anyway. But
oh, well, blank you then.
Well, it's not my fault you don't want
to
go.
Blank you. Who said I didn't want to go? We went to the last one. Who said I didn't want to go?
Well,
what I'm telling you is in case they say we can't go,
we can have a rattlesnake roundup as one of our things.
No, now suddenly you're going. What do you care? No, what do you care now? You're going, I'm already going. No, now you're already going. I was trying to do something nice for all of us. And now, no, I'm already going. I'm leaving right now.
I was just declaring it. I was just staking my claim that I wasn't waiting on the Jets' success. I'm sorry I wasn't going to pin my hopes on an improbable run from the Jets.
I'm waiting on the Jets to go to the Super Bowl. That's like waiting for Godot. It's like just never going to happen. Sorry, spoiler, and if you haven't read that book in 10th grade.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mike, check. Mike, check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Let's hear a couple minutes of Russell Westbrook, who just finished speaking following the Lakers' loss to the Pelicans, which, look, it feels like the end of the Lakers' season, right? They're now looking at a 2-game deficit, even though it's 1 game in the standings. They don't have the tiebreaker with the Spurs. They don't have winnable games. LeBron came back tonight at home. So did AD. LeBron puts up 38 points, but an air ball at the buzzer. They put everything into this must-win game, and they still couldn't beat a team 13 games under 500. That's it. And now we're picking up the pieces for this debacle of a season. Before we tell you what Brandon Ingram yelled going off the court after the game, let's hear from Russell Westbrook, who talked to the media a couple minutes ago about this latest Lakers defeat.
Russ, first time that you and LeBron and AD have been out there in a while, and just wondered, how did you think it went as the course of the game went on, and especially in that fourth quarter, what were the things you guys were trying to get, especially in the offensive end?
Just trying to figure it out, honestly. That's all I can tell you.
Is that summarized kind of part of what the season has been, where, you know, in crunch time you're still not quite sure how to play, where to be, just because of the lack of continuity as a team?
Yeah, I mean, that sums it up.
Russ, you guys still have games to play, and mathematically there's still a path, but it gets a lot more difficult here. How are you guys absorbing this loss and kind of what it means for, you know, any potential of, you know, playing beyond the regular season, and how's the team taking this one?
Gotta move on. Get ready for the next one on Sunday. Quick turnaround, and then go from there.
Russ, after a game like this, is it hard not to think about just how few times you, LeBron, and AD have shared the floor together, just how many maybe left some juice in the lemon, so to speak? I mean, is it hard to just not kind of take that in, just how little that lineup has been together?
Honestly, no. Like I said, my mindset is always play the cards you dealt. Whatever is on the floor, you got to use it. And then, you know, if AD and Brown are playing, then we make sure that we, as a team, implement and find ways to be able to use all what we have and then go from there.
All right, so there he is for a couple minutes, and you listen to something he said in the very beginning, which is a really big deal. What was it with you and LeBron and AD out there, and what did he say? The big problem all season long, just trying to get on the same page, right? And they never did.
Yeah, he just said that sums it up.
They never did. They never did because of injuries and because of the way the organization tried to make Russell Westbrook's role ridiculously off the ball one for a while. I mean, it was they never got on the same page for many reasons. That's it right there. That's the season.
Yeah, the number of victory laps being taken on this loss. My God, everybody canceled their Friday plans so they could be on Twitter after the Lakers-Pelicans game. My God, man.
Hey, you want to go out? No, I can't. I got to be on Twitter after the Lakers game.
I got to have some smart-ass comment ready. I've been workshopping my 280 characters all damn night.
So if that's it for the Lakers season, and it certainly feels like it is, maybe the lasting image is going to be Brandon Ingram walking off the court, former Laker who was traded. Hey, we had to get Anthony Davis. Look, they won the title. It worked. But Brandon Ingram going off the court. Barstool Sports has this. A couple other sites have it. You can see him yelling, "LeBrick, LeBrick," as he walks off the court with LeBron putting up an air ball on the final three-point shot of the season. A very apropos way for the Lakers season to basically end. Here's LeBron, three pump fakes and an open shot, and he can't even draw iron.
Just amazing. Right? I mean, look, nobody's sacred anymore. Like, even the former teammates and opponents aren't giving the, bowing at the altar of LeBron James. Like, nope, we vanquished it. CJ McCollum talking at his postgame. We got young, hungry guys. We weren't giving them this one. Mm. I love it.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harbin. Our Best Of podcast goes up in a few minutes on iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. The Lakers roast will continue, I'm sure, coming up next with Brian Noe, Fox.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.